Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Arachin Daf Chaf Dal and Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the seventh parak. And like the last few parakim, it is very short. We'll do it over the course of three short podcasts. Ein makdish nesei over pachut nishtei shanim. Literal read is that you're not allowed to be makdish something with less than 2 years to go before Yovel, which we have to take that apart and reinterpret it. You can't redeem it less than a year into Yovel. Again, same problem. It needs to be clarified. You cannot calculate months and make them a few months count like a year when it comes to Hekdesh. But Hekdesh can do such a thing. We'll see what all of that means. We have the following challenge from a Braita, which is that you can be makdish up until Yovel, after Yovel, but you can't do it during Yovel, and if you're makdish something, it's not kadosh. We'll see how that plays in. So how do you play that against our Mishnah? So Rabbi Shmuel, Ritavayu, ein makdish in the gayo begirua pichpachot nishtei shanim. What it means is as follows, and a little bit of background. When you're makdish stei achuza, you could redeem it at a decelerated rate, starting from the beginning of the Yovel cycle at 1/49th per year. So let's say you were makdish at the beginning of the Yovel cycle and then redeemed it at the very end of that cycle, you'd only pay 1/49th of what it's of the 50 shekel per Beit Kur that its set value is established by the Torah. That deceleration, however, does not continue into the last 2 years before Yovel. It goes back to the full amount. And since the deceleration stops 2 years before Yovel, a person should be careful about his property and shouldn't be makdish at that point. Okay, if you're makdish during Yovel, he says it actually works, unlike the simple read of that price that we just read, and you have to pay a full 50 to get it out. Shmuel says it doesn't work at all. The Mark of Yosef. Rav Yosef has the following challenge to Shmuel, oddly enough. Shmuel, the same machloket, if you sell a property during Yovel, is the sale good and then it bounces back the next Yovel, or is the sale no good at all? Shmuel says that Kal Vachomer, if you sell it before Yovel, it bounces back to you, so if you sell it during Yovel, then it certainly shouldn't work. So Rav Yosef says, I understand why Rav Shmuel says that about selling, because he's Ikal Neymar Kal Vachomer, he's got the Kal Vachomer. If it's already sold, it leaves at Yovel. If it isn't sold, then certainly it shouldn't be able to be sold. But here you don't have the Kal Vachomer. We have a later Mishnah. If you're makdish stei achuza and you don't redeem it till Yovel, you lose it forever. It goes to the Kohanim. But how does it work? Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohanim have to redeem it, which means that there's no automatic bounce out of Hekdesh. It says that Hekdesh has to be redeemed. Just the directed redeemers are the Kohanim. So the answer is Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and says it leaves a Hekdesh automatically without payment to the Kohanim, and therefore you see that Hekdesh does have an automatic bounce out at Yovel. Rav's answer to that would be, yes, but it doesn't come back to the owners. So therefore you could be makdish during Yovel. You don't have the same Kal Vachomer. The Kohanim get it, they get it from God. In other words, at Yovel, when it stays in Hekdesh, it goes to God, and God gives it the Kohanim. So my time at Rav, where does Rav get his idea from? Damakwa. The imim mishnata Yovel yakdishadehu. Meaning, if a person is makdish, his property, the payment of 50 is, if he's makdish at mishnata Yovel, which we would read as being any time from the beginning of Yovel. Shnata Yovel bechwal. Ushmuel says, mikti v'im bishnata Yovel. It doesn't say if he'll be makdish at during shnata Yovel. Mishnata Yovel ka'aktiv, meaning, mishnat shachar Yovel, meaning, the year after Yovel. Mishnat means from after. So now, Bishnat Malarav Hainu Dichtiv in Mishnat Yovel Vimachai Yovel. Look at the next pasuk on the page. It says, if you are makdish your field at Shnat Yovel, Mishnat Yovel, you pay 50. And if it's after Yovel, then it decelerates. El Shmuel, my Achai Yovel. But according to Shmuel, what does Achai Yovel mean? Because Mishnat Yovel is already after Yovel. What is Achar Yovel? The answer is Achar Achar, meaning anytime after that immediate year after the Yovel. Okay. Meitzvei, watch this challenge. Makdishin ben Nisei Yovel Achar Yovel Shatim, Rav Tzvah Berakdish Mekdishay Nafdosha. I already pointed out that the bride at the beginning of our Gemara is going to challenge Rav. So Macharav, Rav could answer, in Nafdosha Begirua. It doesn't mean that if you're Makdishit during Yovel, it's not Kodesh at all. What it means is it's not Kodesh to have the deceleration kick in, meaning as a full amount. So if Rav's going to say that the Braita, when it says Ena Kedosha, means deceleration, then when it says you could be Makdish up until Yovel, that means up until the last minute, you will have deceleration. But Rav and Shmuel both agreed to interpret our Mishnah as meaning anytime in the 2 years before Yovel, there is no deceleration. The answer is that right now Rav will have to retract, set back, but of course it's all conjecture for Rav, that right follows Rabbanan. What's that about? Rabban Rebbe, as we already start earlier in the Masechet, disagree about how to read the word me and ad in the Torah. Is it inclusive or exclusive? Right, Rebbe says inclusive, and therefore me shnatei Yovel would mean including the year of Yovel. Rabbanan would say it's exclusive, therefore Mishnat Yovel, as Shmuel would say, is after Yovel. Mishnarishon, Mechal, Shirishi, Mechal, that's about the Pasuk of Chamesh that we already saw. And therefore, Achanan Mishnat, meaning Yom HaRishon Ad Yom HaShvi, Rebbe says that includes first and seven. Achanan Mishnat, Mishnat Yovel, Mechal. Mishnat Yovel, it means including Mishnat Yovel according to Rebbe. So, Iker Rebbe, Punyo Navite. But then let's think about this. The Torah institutes a payment of 50 shekel for the, if the Makdish at the beginning of the time and redeems at the very end of the time. So now, our problem is that we assume that the longest you can be Makdish for is 49 years, which is why we say divide the 50 into 49, and each year's deceleration is one selah and a 49th. So we use a punyon, which is 1/48. But according to Rebbe, you should be able to be Makdish for a full 50 years. And therefore, the Torah's obligation to pay 50 per Beit Kor should be divided easily into one selah per year of deceleration. So if you redeem it in year 35, you only pay 15. 15 years to go. But if you think Rebbe does not accept the punjon extra, but none, it's the remainder, Rebbe says you pay a selah and a punjon per year. So the answer is Rebbe Kerv Yehuda Sfirlei. Rebbe has another approach. He holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Because Rebbe Yehuda has that interesting approach to say that the Yovel cycle is really 49 years. Why? Rebbe Yehuda says the Yovel year is also the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, which means that Rebbe would agree with Rabbanan that the longest you could be Makdish for is for 49 years, but for a different reason. Rebbe says you could be Makdish at Yovel, but it's only going to be 49 years till the next Yovel because you've already started the cycle. Rabbanan would say you have 50 years from cycle to cycle in each cycle, but you can't be Makdish during Yovel, so therefore it's also only 49. So now with Shmuel, then the Rebbe Rabbanan Shirolei, but Shmuel would have to think that Rebbe holds like Rabbanan that it's a full 50-year cycle. You could be doing so with Stephen Yonot Melei, because if you put the two together, then you would end up with something very bizarre. That Rebbe would say, there's only a 49-year cycle, and you can only be Makdish during 48 of the years, and therefore, the remainder should be bigger. So the answer is, Kochel, the Shmuel, Rebbe Rabbanan Shirolei, you're right. That according to Shmuel, Rebbe would have to agree with Rabbanan that it's a 50-year cycle, and of course, you call it Makdish after the Yovel. Okay, Toshma, we're not calling it a high Yovel Pachot Mishana. The next line in our Mishnah, which is troubling, which is you can't redeem less than a year into Yovel. That's the way it sounds like. We understand, according to Shmuel, because you couldn't have been Makdish during Yovel itself. That's Pachot Mishana. Alarad, my Achar Yovel Shana. What does that mean? Rav says Achar Yovel doesn't mean immediately afterwards. It means Bensa Yovel. It means anytime during the middle of Yovel. Achar Yovel, the Chokam of Amal Shana Lamigale. What it means is if you redeem less than a year after you are Makdish, you don't get the deceleration. You have to have a full year. My Kamash Milan, Dame Hashim Chodeshim Makdish. What is that teaching? That you can't count months as far as the whole year? Habeditani, Dame Hashim Chodeshim Makdish. That's the end of the Mishnah. That you can't count Kodashim a month for Hekdesh. Matam Kamar, the answer Rav would say is, that line is explaining the previous line. Why don't you redeem with less than a year? Meaning, why don't you get to do less than a year of Hekdesh and take 1 year off, as it were? The reason is because you can't count months for Hekdesh. Now, the end of the Mishnah said that Hekdesh can. The coin figures it based on the years that are left. Meaning, he only has to count years, not months, as parts of years. But if you, meaning the Gizbar, want to allow it, how do you know that you can do that? Let's say a guy was Makdishit in the middle of the 48th year. So Hekdesh could say to him, you know what, you had 2 full years, and you could redeem at the deceleration. The coin figures, meaning the coin gets to assess as he would like to assess. Okay, next Mishnah. Shatayovel means during a period when Yovel is in operation. Now, then we'll see at the end of the second when that is and when that isn't. That's the value of dealing with it through the Masechet. You give for one Beit Kor 50 shekel. If you have ditches that are 10 tefachim deep, or rocks that are 10 tefachim high, they don't count, you don't reckon them with the measurement. But if they're smaller than that, or not as deep as that, then they do count. We'll see why. As we saw earlier in Rebbe's name, if you're makdishit more than 2 years beforehand, then for each year to go, there's 1/50th, meaning 1/49th of that payment, 1 sela upunjon per year. If you say I'm going to pay each year at its year, we don't allow you to. You have to pay it all off at once. By the way, this payment is true whether you're the owner redeeming your own steachuza, or you're an outsider redeeming it, then so how are they different? We've never heard this before, but the owners have to pay an extra chomesh on their payment, just like they're going to redeem anything else makdish that they were makdish. And others do not. Okay, Tana. The reason that the amount that we measure is kor zera, a bait kor worth of seed, but not worth of produce. So it's going to be a lot bigger land. My poet Yan, the long poet Shvarim, it also has to be the amount you would seed by hand and not by oxen, where they drop seeds much more. Not very thickly planted, not very sparsely planted, but average. Okay. Hayusham nekayim amukim, if you have these ditches. Why aren't the ditches themselves hekdesh separately? They might not count as part of the field, but why aren't they separately hekdesh? You think they're not big enough? You need a whole beit kor? That's not true. A beit kor is just the ratio. I might think that it has to be that big to have any hekdesh at all. How do I know that even if it's a small field, all the way down to a tiny little plot, it's hekdesh? So the answer is, we're talking about ditches that are filled with water. You can't plant them at all. There's no hekdesh. They cannot be tied to this fa'in, and that's why they're parallel to rocks. Shmamina. So then it should be that even if they're lower or not as deep as that, they shouldn't count. There's a couple little bumps in the road or little bounds in the road. They're less than 10 fa'in, they don't count as being separate. Right? Meaning, the value goes down not only when you redeem your field from somebody you sold it to, but even if you redeem it from Hekdesh, but here it's from a set value of 50, and that means that if Hekdesh got to have the field for 2 or 3 years, or even just it owned it but didn't do anything with it, then you go down by that amount. Mari Notain, if we said that you can't pay it off in installments, Ha-kesef, meaning actually a kesef kulo kecha, you have to give all at one shot. Chavu chavu adam, and ravim chodam, ravim not nimchomesh, chodam ein not nimchomesh, which we already saw in the Mishnah. Okay, we will pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast at the Mishnah, Daf Chafah, Hey, Amud Aleph. Thank you, everybody, should have a wonderful day.